Hello guys, and welcome to the Prisoner of Choice author review. In this section we will discuss on some of the key points that we experienced through the journey of Saint Ramus. Well, to start things off, I should probably tell you what made me write this story in the first place. Primarily, I wanted to depict the struggle of a saint, but in a different way than what is portrayed most of the times. The fact that many of us fail to realize is that saints are not born. They are mere men just like us. But unlike us, they choose to uplift themselves from the self-centered way of existence that the human life represents. In a way, they make a choice which makes them not human, that makes them divine. The Prisoner of Choice is the story of such a man who one day simply makes a choice to live his way in a benevolent way. That choice, as you may already know, was inspired in part owing to the acts of another saint. So now we come to the integral part of the story, which is the choice. The point that I wish to get through to the listener in this case was the fact that each of us in one way or the other is always a prisoner of the choices that we make. If we look at our own lives dispassionately enough, we realize that destiny at times plays an individual into such a position that he is unwillingly forced to make some choices, that he is forced to make some hard decisions in life. Ramus, on his part, was also coerced into such a choice, for he simply could not live his life in the same self-centered, instinctive way that he had lived till then. In such a situation, when a person unwillingly makes a choice that is contrary to his desires, he ends up being despondent and dejected. This is primarily owing to the fact that the person can still not look at his choice objectively and dispassionately enough. Thus, even though he is made to endure that choice, he can never live through it happily, simply owing to the fact that he has not yet accepted that choice, that he has not yet completely understood that choice. And hence he just keeps on living in the same despondent and regretful way, which really takes his life nowhere. The lesson that the Prisoner of Choice ultimately teaches us is that in the end we have to live with what we have. That in the end we have to make the most out of what is ordained to us. The choices that are at times forced on man owing to some acts of destiny are due to his own karmic liaisons. The fact that man cannot get what he desires is because he is simply not meant to get it at times. Man has to understand this. However, he on his part, he never accepts this fact, and his desires make him blind to all the factors that corroborate to the aforementioned fact, like all the factors that are providing him an evidence in the direction that he was never meant to achieve that desire in the first place. He simply cannot get them, he simply cannot understand them, for he turns a blind eye to everything that makes him see the light. Thus, man can never make a dispassionate judgment of the choices that he has made. This leads him to further despondency in life. The only way out of this despondency is to simply accept that which has happened, to simply accept the choice that destiny has forced on you, so that you can truly go beyond it one day and work proactively to still gain something worthwhile out of it. Because if you understand it completely, no cause is completely worthless. You can still gain something out of nothing. If you work hard enough, if you are proactive enough, if you are creative enough, you can still gain something out of life. This advice is not only for the spiritualist, but for the worldly person as well. You have to realize that the burden of choice is only laid upon you until the moment you make that choice. Once you make the choice, don't ponder over it relentlessly in afterthought. Dispassionately judge the situation once, make the choice, and then work creatively to get the best output in any given circumstance. That way you will always be successful. That was the underlying theme of the Prisoner of Choice. But pertaining to Ramus, there is another facet of his journey, but we shall come to discuss it in the next part. Thank you.